Finance Committee substitute for House Bill 512 in accordance with the handout. All right, hearing no objections, motion carries.
I'm afraid we're gonna shoot on the bars, but I'm gonna bring it back.
Okay. Unless there's something further to be taken up right now, we can adjourn till Monday.
We got that bill.
We got the longevity.
Well, we got information on it, don't we?
We don't have.
Okay.
We'll take it up.
Let's move on that bill, will you?
Okay, we'll meet Monday afternoon. Clark is testifying on another bill, and, why don't we get rid of these bills? It would be Senate Bills 412, 423, and 626. 412, revenue.
Public safety, drivers. Senate Bill 412?
Yes, sir.
412.
What else?
423.
Oh, yeah, I got the wrong.
412.
Okay. 412 and 423 are, my intention would be simply to incorporate the both of them into one bill. I'd like to...
Mr. Chairman, the reason they're separated is one of them deals with the audit for the prior fiscal year, and it's simply a paper transaction and no actual money going to the division.
Oh, I see.
To rearrange the books as, to make them in order.
Okay.
Senate Bill 412 is for this fiscal year, total of $219,800, of which $93,000 was spent for temporary employees last summer in Baltimore and Fairbanks and Anchorage to handle the rush. $86,000 was used to upgrade the computer, primarily for this year's registration period, which apparently was successful. And the remaining $40,000 was used to hire temporary employees during this year's registration period. Last year, we had approximately 7-month backlog after registration was over before the last title was out. It looks like right now we're running 2 weeks behind.
On field operations then, on House Bill, Senate Bill 412, in field operations, you, that $199, nearly $200,000, is for the people that you, added temporaries through November 1977. So what happened was, near as I can tell, is that these new people were taken on without the consent of the legislature, and there was evidently no move to transfer the funds through budget and audit. I believe there were no requests for these positions in last year's budget, and when the driver's license operations and the license tag operations had gotten to where people were having to stand in line for 3 and 4 hours in Fairbanks, the director up there blamed it on the legislature, which in fact was later apologized for, but I frankly a little public safety ought to eat this. Mr. Schroeder, do you got any comments on the Senate Bill 412? Is it, all right, what is the, does public safety plan to lapse any money this year, do you know, sir?
No, sir, I don't know.
The lapse record in this division in the past has been very, very low. $1,000,000
Do they have any money left in any other divisions?
I can't say at this time, but under the present, suit settlement, they couldn't move if they did.
Well, we could approve an appropriation adjustment through a bill.
I have no information in hand. The department may have. I have nothing that indicates that they're going to have enough to cover this.
Which bill, Mr.?
Bill, Senate Bill 412.
Mr. Chairman?
Ms. Buckle?
I'd like to ask Mr. Staples, in your Anchorage figures here, and you seem to have three, were the operating downtown office at the time, or at the Tudor Road?
Well, it was split. We moved midway through the year out to Tudor Road, out to Dowling Road.
And how many people were you serving per day?
During the registration period, it would average probably about 700. On a normal day, probably about 300. Mr. Chairman, part of the reason for this request is last year we used a commissioned agent, Goodrich and Company in Anchorage, to do a lot of our registration work. We paid him $226,000 last year. We canceled the contract this year and we did all the work in-house. However, that $226,000 still sits in a different line item which we cannot transfer. And that money is still in the budget that has not been spent and will not be spent. Even though the court suit or the opinion by the court not too long ago may have given us the authority to spend it, it's been a legislature's desires in the past that we don't transfer between appropriations. Therefore, the money still sits there, but it's unusable.
That's in your FY78 budget, is it?
Yes, sir.
All right. There's no reason why, as near as I can tell, we can't simply transfer that appropriation over that through the, I wish Hogan here. I think I can't keep up with the status of the lawsuit from day to day, but I think it,
according to this memo here on page 3, it says that it was the governor who directed that the motor vehicles take action above the budgeted level. I'm just wondering if that's the case.
It was for the employees we used last summer in Anchorage and Fairbanks. There were numerous complaints from both communities. We were told to fix it. And the only way we could fix it was with extra people.
I don't know.
It did, but it didn't work the way it was supposed to. Still.
Mr. Chairman?
All right, okay. What I'd like to do is, move, Russ?
I just had a question about something.
Okay.
Well, you're saying here that the, one of the problems, the reason he had to hire the temporaries is because the, one of the factors was that the new system, didn't work as it was supposed to, and that created a backlog. What, why didn't it work? And if it didn't work, was the, you know, if it was the computer, didn't you have any recourse to the people that sold it to you?
Data processing built a system for us. They told us our transactions would take approximately 15 seconds with a maximum of 30 seconds per customer. Had that been the case, there would not have been any problem. It turned out last summer when the best time was 3 minutes per customer, and more often than not, it was 10 or 15 minutes. Subsequently, I've done more work on it, and the time is reduced, still not down to the initial 15 or 30 seconds, but it has gotten better. And so the computer would work, then along lines would go down, the telephone company's hookups would go down, and it was one thing after another with this new system. Most of the bugs are worked out now, but back then it did not work as smooth as we had anticipated.
Well, was the time wasted in waiting for the computer to come online at the terminal?
No, if the computers went down, then we typed everything, and then we entered it whenever they came back up on a night shift or whatever.
But I mean, when you had, because, what was the time delay? Just the logistics of punching in, even when the computer was on?
When the computer was working, there was no time delay. But during last summer's rush, for the good part of the time, the computer was not working.
I tell you, I've had some personal experience with that. There was a considerable delay, at least in Fairbanks. I had to go all the way to Glen Allen to get my driver's license. I know that. Okay, what I'd like to do is suggest that this supplemental appropriation be changed to a statutory authorization for a transfer between appropriations. And there, I just asked Bob to find an appropriate place. What I'd like to do is to move and ask unanimous consent that we report out Finance Committee's substitute for Senate Bill 412, changing the title to an act making a transfer between appropriations. Bob will have to look at where they're going to lapse the money. And that we transfer that money for these purposes stated in Senate Bill 412. And I would make that motion and ask unanimous consent. Is objection to the motion?
No, but can I ask, is there enough money to cover the 219.8 that they're asking for?
Yes.
In the lapse?
It's my understanding that $240,000 in program receipts that you're not going to be using.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now they would have not just program receipts for doing the job. Any of them, but it would have a computer.
The same as the two ladies.
Yeah. Okay. Is there objection to the motion? Hearing no objection, motion carries. There will be a committee substitute drafted. The next bill will be Senate Bill 423. I think this is. Bill pretty much speaks for itself. You will note the deletion of the bear or the inclusion of the new money to delete the bear on section 4 and 5. I think that's a foolish waste of money.
$480,000
to remove the bear from the license plate.
They could get along for
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Meek.
But isn't that the statute requiring that?
Yes, sir. That's the reason that we that the money is in there now. There's a statute requiring all passenger plates next year to go back to the yellow and gold, the Alaska flag, so forth and so on, the old design. It is not the public safety's contention that we're unsatisfied with the fare, we're just trying to meet the statute.
We blame that one on the Senate.
John Hubers.
Anyway, if there's no further discussion on Senate Bill 423, I'd entertain a motion to report out the original bill, Senate Bill 423, which doesn't include we're sort of reinstating the fare, is what we're doing. Yes, sir.
Mr. Chairman, on the original bill, on line 11 and line 13 and 16, it should be changed to 1977 instead of 78.
I see that it should. All right. Roger, Mr. Freeman.
What are we gonna do about the bear?
Yeah. Statutory law.
Maybe we ought to change the effective date of the law on some other time or something.
If the funding is not approved, we will not be going to yellow and gold. We just will not have the bucks to do it.
When the original plate for the yellow and gold still in existence?
Right.
All they have to do is, you know, reproduce it.
Well, but I've thrown mine away. I don't know about you.
I save my plates.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Freeman.
Well, Mr. Chairman, it seems to me that $480,000 is a lot to pay for the getting rid of the bear, but the statute, the legislature did pass it, and I think we should, I think it would be kind of unfair to leave the department on the hook to tell them to do it and then not provide them the money.
I think you're right. I think you're right, Mr. Freeman. I think there ought to be, because the department is proceeding in good faith with this, I think maybe we ought to change the effective date of the statute and get rid of it one or another.
Mr. Chairman, why, don't we, when we get new plates, don't we pay for them? What is the money for?
You don't pay any more than you pay in vehicle registration tax, so, anyway. See, that money's already built into the budget.
And the state pays for license plates? Pays that cost?
Yeah, you don't pay any more, you don't pay for, what is it, still $30?
Yes, sir.
$30 is all you pay, regardless of whether you get a little sticker or whether you get a plate. It's all you pay, so that's not paid for the program.
How often do they normally change the plates?
The plates we have now, the bear has been designed to last for 5 years. This is the second year that the bear has been in existence. Every 5 years is normal.
And do you normally ask for an appropriation, or do you just pay for it out of the money that you've collected?
We normally ask for an appropriation for the plates.
Yeah, Ernie?
Well, for the simple solution to that, for $500,000, we can just change the law. Good grief.
Fourth of July.
You're gonna be able to fund the budget now with what you got in it. Take another $500,000 in there. Other things we can do with that.
Okay. It'll take them a year to even find the bears.
Chairman?
Mr. Freeman.
Could we hang an amendment on here that would change the date on the effective date on that?
Not appropriation.
Couldn't do it in an appropriation bill, but I would suspect that there are other vehicles that are available for such things as that. Yes, sir, we can change the effective date of the appropriation. There are other, I'm sure, other vehicles here for accomplishing purpose. I don't suppose the Senate would appear to be.
Personally, I wouldn't object to
just move the bill out.
The elimination of $480,000 if we
get
some agenda trying to address that matter, but I think it would be irresponsible to leave them on the hook.
I don't think you're right. You're right about that. Public safety is in fact, just simply going by the law that we pass, and they may think it's foolish too. So it is.
Don't say anything.
No comment.
So.
Mr. Chairman, I move we report out Senate Bill 423.
All right. that's the original bill?
Original bill.
Okay, and with the, we'll have to report our finance committee substitute to change the dates to fiscal year 77. It was a mistake, the first one. Would that be your motion, Mr. Chester?
Well, this,
Mr. Meek.
This is fiscal year 78 we're in, right?
Right.
But it's last year we're trying to.
Yeah, it's a change of, it's a bookkeeping entry, really.
Yeah, it's '77.
Yeah.
Bookkeeping.
Okay, I will also get a, I'd like to put a letter of intent in to the effect that, that the law, we're assuming that the law requiring a change of license plates will be, effective date will be placed at some appropriate time in the future. I'd like to have some kind of appropriate letter of intent to go along with, so the department will have something to go by.
You guys remember that next year, right?
Okay. Is there objection to the motion? Hearing no objection, the motion carries. Mayor Sabat. All right, 626 is the Public Safety Employee Association contract. Bob, is that in order? Oh, I'm spouting. Okay, good, good. Allison?
Mr. Chairman, since the Senate passed, they found that $402,000 appropriation can be offset by $250,000 facilities in the payment of the budget manager. There should be a letter in your file.
Yes.
Explaining the reason for the fund still in the salary supply. And also another $9,500 reduced from the amount. Problem is that, well, the net figure should be addressed in the bill then is $142,500. But also in the bill, you have, the legislature should state its intent that it does approve the full cost of the contract.
Okay, would we have to reappropriate this money for the, from the executive branch appropriation?
Oh, because it is for FY 78. It's all there.
All right. Okay. Are there questions now on this contract? What we're doing is using $250,000 for paying benefits increases for the executive branch, which was an appropriation from last year. We're going to use part of that, $250,000, and we will appropriate an additional $142,500 and indicate that the pay increase is in fact approved. Are there questions or comments on the bill? Hearing none, I'd like to move the instrumental consent that we report our committee substitute for Senate Bill 626, appropriating $142,500 for the Public Safety Employee Association pay increase. And we'll also ask that language be drafted indicating that the entire cost is approved. The extra $250,000 will be taken from existence money. Is objection to the motion? Hearing no objection, the motion carries. Maybe Allison will sign appropriate Senate Bill, let me see, 627 is one. Okay. Senate Bill 627 allows the retiring employee of the state in Tokyo to participate in retirement benefit. My recollection is that there was some problem with converting the yen or something like that that we had to do. I don't know, but they wanted it real bad and cost us $13,000 and then $3,000.
American citizen?
No, but he is a state employee. He has been quite some time, Mr. President.
I would move we report on Senate Bill 627.
Okay. Is objection to motion to report out Senate Bill 627? Hearing no objection, motion carries. Okay, here comes Mr. Katsuyama. Okay, House Bill, let's see.
I suck at figuring.
HJR 84 is that bill is the resolution commending the Arizona House of Representatives to help us out with the B2.
I should move.
Move that one out. Is objection? No objection. Be sure and read what you're signing.
I've read it.
Several sailor down.
Anybody that say a kind word, you ought to get a medal.
Right. Okay, let's see. Crystal Bay, let me see. House Bill 948. Simply. Nelson.
What's your number? 4 years ago, it was the last appropriation.
Nelson, what we can do, is there any particular reason you want to move it to Commerce?
Well, they're the ones that have been working with the Bristol Bay Regional Development Council throughout the last 4.5 years, and it just doesn't seem appropriate to move it to any other department since they are involved with short-term and long-term economic development projects in the Bay.
All right. What I'd like to do, the continuation of Bristol Bay Regional Development Council was approved in a pre-contract. There is no authorization. What I'd like to do is move and ask unanimous consent that we report our committee substitute for House Bill 948, which simply just increases the lifespan for the coming fiscal year. And they make the decision again next year. I think it'll require one word of amendment. Maybe is Schroeder in charge of that?
No, it's Schroeder.
Let's get the.
Mr. Chairman?
Yeah. Right.
I'd like to just pass out now something I'm going to bring up later when we have time, just so the members have a chance to look at it.
All right. We're waiting for Clark because he's got the university stuff and he's testifying on another bill.
But do we have a minute?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just want to tell people why they're here.
Okay, well, this bill I'm passing out, this is a bill that deals with Alaska Housing Finance Corporation and makes changes in the statutes. And all the parties that are concerned with it, those in the legislature that have been working on HFC, the Housing Finance Corporation itself, and the Attorney General's Office Administration all agree with the aspects of this bill, so it's not controversial in that sense, but it is very needed. Some of the things that it does, it sets up the board members currently serve an indefinite period of time. There's no limit on their terms. It sets up 3-year staggered terms. It makes a lot of changes like that that are just technical. Somehow, when they set up HFC, they didn't apply all the same standards that we apply for all the other boards and commissions that we have. We're just putting them back under financial disclosure. They have specified terms now, and and they favor all of these. We put in language, says they have an executive director and what he does, which is just normal procedure. Also, we've exempted them from some aspects of Administrative Procedures Act, because, for instance, when interest rates change on the national level, their bond buyers change interest rates, they have to change interest rates. They don't have any choice about it. But right now, under the Administrative Procedures Act, they're required to give 6 weeks' notice and have public hearings and all that kind of stuff, and so it's of course, incredibly ridiculous that they'd be required to go through Administrative Procedures Act for changing of interest rates. So we exempt them from that, and do put in all the, put them back under for the things that they should be under before. Well, no, I'm just explaining. It's a House bill, though, and I'm concerned about giving that. And then the last long legal size page is the authorization for something this committee already did. We passed out $1 million on one of the appropriations to implement a rural housing loan department of HFC, and this is the statutory authorization which is necessary for that program to go forward. So all of these are very necessary to be passed, I think, but they're not controversial. It is a House bill, and I was wondering if
we got it?
Yes.
All right. Okay, what I'd like to do is take care of 948 now that Bob's here. Is there objection to reporting out House Bill 9? I would so move to action items and say we report out committee substitute for 948, which would say essentially that would be a one-liner saying changing the end of Bristol Bay Development Council from 78 to 79. That's all. Well, we didn't because I wanted Bob to be in here. Hearing no objection, the motion carries. Here comes Bristol Bay. All right. Okay, Russ, have we got that bill now?
Yes,
before?
Mr. Chairman, it's House Bill 684.
Okay, maybe we should get the one.
What is it?
Huh?
We do that every year on
First, are the questions with respect to the proposed 684? Russ, what is the, I was talking to some other people while you were talking. What are the powers of the AHFC have to say about this?
I have written and verbal communication with all of them, and they've all bought off on it. They support it. In fact, a lot of it was at their request. So,
all right.
And the same with the administration. There's been a controversy between the Attorney General and the HFC, and they've resolved it via this vehicle in terms of their exemption from the Administrative Procedures Act for interest rates and nothing.
All right. Okay.
So you're not going to run into any controversy on it, Mr. Chairman. It's just that I think the statutory changes are needed. And
okay, did you make a motion?
Wait a minute.
Well, yeah.
May I ask a question? On page 5, section 6, line 5.
Where are you?
Section 6.
Page 5.
Page 5. On the respecting its lending programs and such other regulations as necessary to effectuate the purposes. My question with this corporation, and I had talked with Mr. Sullivan about it, is that I wondered how many people they were serving, and the background of the people, ethnic background of the people they were serving, because they said they were serving low-income people, but they have no idea how many people they are serving in the urban areas. Of course, in the rural areas, you know, most of them would be probably natives, but in the urban areas, say even Juneau, Mr. Sullivan told me they have no idea as to the background of the people that they're serving. And what I was asking him was, I wanted to know how many people actually in the low-income, middle-income people were being served by his corporation, and he couldn't tell me. He says that it's not part of the commitments that they have, it's not in the forms that they fill out. What do we do to know how many? For instance, if I ask the information for Spinard, how many people, low-income people are getting it, and what is their background, how many natives, how many blacks, he couldn't tell me.
Mr. Chairman, I think he could tell you the, I think he could tell you the low income, but he couldn't tell you the racial breakdown.
It's not a racially oriented program.
Well.
But he could tell you how many of what low, of what income, because they do have records on that, and I've seen some of that data.
The only thing is, if you're talking about serving most of the people, I think I wonder if they have any knowledge of this program. The people that I am thinking about don't know a thing about this program. That's the only concern I have about this bill, Mr. Chairman.
Well, I would observe that this is not a subsidized program for, it is subsidized to an extent, but it's not a welfare type program. We do have other programs.
Working on the finance subcommittee on HSC that you appointed me to, the concept that we've been working on is that we want to provide equal opportunity to all classes and races of people in the state, and that's why I worked on this rural housing thing, but it's not a welfare program in that sense, but we just want to have everyone have the same opportunity to exercise their, that program.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Swanson.
I'll move committee substitute for House Bill 684 by finance committee.
Mr. Chairman, that would be a committee substitute incorporating the seven pages and plus the what would be the eighth page here, looks like a separate bill for an act entitled an act authorizing regional housing authorities. Put that all into one committee substitute.
All right. Is objection to the motion? I'd like to I'd like to also Okay. Is there objection to motion? Here, no objection to motion carries. I'd like to, while we've still got time, take up Senate Bill 603. Yes. Okay. Pipeline authorization.
You still want to see that? Yeah, because this one might not get through the whole legislature.
Did we have any amendments for that?
Yes, we did adopt an amendment on page 2, section 8. Is that right? But it was not a substantive amendment, it was just a change in the language.
Not well, I will report out the Senate Bill 603 is earnings.
Mr. Swanson moves and asks unanimous consent that we report out House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 603 as it appears before you. There is no change except for a very technical change in on page 2, section 8. There is no change from the version adopted by the special committee. Okay, is there objection to the motion?
Mr. Chairman, question.
Mr. Meekin.
You said adopting all the special committee's amendments?
Yes. What we're doing is, of course, they didn't. This bill didn't go to them. We're taking the amendments that they did on House Bill 943.
I understand.
Same one. Okay. Hearing no objection to the motion carries. All right, the other matter that was on the agenda, House Bill 891, once again is going to have to be delayed. Mr. Greening's got the bill and he's off testifying and somewhere. I might add that it's probable that bill will be attached to a Senate bill and rules anyhow.
What are we going to do, just move it out, Mr. Chairman? Mr. Chairman, if you're not going to spend too much time on it, why don't we move it out?
I'm sorry, Ms. Buckner?
I said, if you're not going to spend a lot of time in Finance Committee, why don't we move it to what rules?
Well, we were going to spend some time on it. On the university reorganization bill? I thought we were going to spend some time on it, and that's the reason I didn't want to take that right now. I think we ought to carefully consider that bill.
Oh, I think so too.
Whenever we can get out of the session, we'll come back. We'll take up 891 and Senate Bill 7, the combined tax relief bill. If there's nothing further to come before the committee this morning, the committee will adjourn until after the floor session.